at our Joy Rising. All right, no crying. All right. I hope you are enjoying this series of Sunday celebration talks about Unity Church of Lawrence's core values. When a family, a team, an organization establishes a set of core values, these values help create a code of behavior and help build a cohesive, supportive environment. Then every person within the group has the framework to operate within that group with relative freedom, because they know what's expected, what's honored, what unites them. From a personal perspective, no crying, this opportunity to embrace these core values has taught me a lot more about this community. I am understanding this community at an even deeper level, well beyond the initial reading of the core values on the church website. I hope each of you are taking the value each week and holding it in your heart or saying one of the affirmations in your prayer time so that you too can have this experience of coming into a greater spiritual understanding of these values. Well, I am so excited today to hear from a man that jumped at the opportunity to take the core value of joy deeper into his consciousness and to help bring that value into greater expression in this community. Please join me in welcoming Frank Schwaller, a member of the Core Values team, to the platform. Woo-hoo. And a frog. Is that where that came from? Cool.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You match the frog. Green, green.
You know what else seems to have been planned? When you said Christmas morn in the song, check it out. I picked out my most joyful tie this morning, which happens to be. All right. I have three. I'm only up here for 4 to 6 minutes. So I have three quick things. First one, and I'm going to review them here as we go. One is called Joy, One Thing Leads to Another. One is In Case of Emergency, Joy. And the third one is Joy on Continuous Drip. Continuous Drip. For the One Thing Leads to Another one, when I was invited, I guess this was three years ago, when the Core Value team met? 5 years ago? Wow, time flies. That's right, it was 2009. When I was invited to be part of the Core Values team, I felt into it, and it felt like the right thing to do. It felt joyful. And you know how one thing leads to another? When I was on that team, and we actually were living and embodying those core values, these core values that we have, authenticity, spirit guided, whenever we were together, we always got real centered. And man, we really loved what we were doing. We really cared about each other. We cared about the church. We were embodying them. And in fact, as I was part of that team, I began to realize that this is a really awesome way to be in service, to be in leadership at a church like this. So within that year following, I started feeling into, man, it'd be kind of cool to be on the board. And sure enough, within about a week, somebody said, hey, Frank, psst, is there any chance you'd want to be on the board here at the church? I was like, funny you should mention that. And so one thing leads to another. It's like empowerment. You know, you go a little bit broader, a little bit more in service. So I would invite each and every one of you to feel into that kind of one thing leads to another. You know, obviously here we're at the Unity Church of Lawrence, so you know how you can be a little bit more in service here at this church and how one thing can lead to another. I know it was just a one little step of saying yes to something that was like 6 or 7 or 8 weeks long, and all of a sudden there I was on the board of trustees. Next one. What did I say my next one was going to be? In case of emergency, joy. And this one, for me, each of you can feel into like the one or two or three top things that bring you joy. For me, Like if I'm really needing to go somewhere where I can get in touch with myself and in touch with my joy, there's a waterfall that's out here just downstream from the Clinton Lake Dam at Outlet Park. I go there. Or there's that curvy-wervy bicycle path that's over there by the levee, down by the other dam, the one that's down on Mass Street. And when I'm there, I just always feel joy. Or this is kind of my yoga frog, meditation frog. Or I can just like do yoga or go to a yoga class. Those are my top three. And I began to realize, and I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, this only just happened about 3 weeks ago. I was at work, and I was having one of those kind of days. I looked at my schedule for the next week, and I wasn't having enough hours. That was my belief in my head, and it took me down. And I knew I could get out of it because I always have customers coming in, and so I was always like interacting with them, really cheerful. But by the end of the day, I really needed to go somewhere, so I went out to that waterfall. And when I was at the waterfall, and I stayed there for about 4 hours. There's dogs out there because you have the dog walk. And so I was interacting with dogs and dog owners, that human connection and the four-legged friend connection. And it was just awesome. And I could feel myself go from, on a scale of like 10% energy to 100%, I went from 10% up to 40% immediately when I got there. And then as I stayed there, I just kept going and going and going. And I walked out, took my shoes and socks off, walked out into the water and just stood there in the top of the waterfall. I didn't get pushed over or anything. That would have been interesting. I did see one dog do that, though. I know one dog was like chasing another dog and playing, and then one went right down over the waterfall. But it was all good. But I began to realize on that day, you know, it would have been like a great Facebook message, like, oh, I was way down, I came way back up. On that day is when I committed. I said, you know, I'm going to do these joyful things on a regular basis, which brings us to that continuous trip kind of one. I've been going out to the waterfall about once every 2 or 3 days ever since then. I've been doing the bicycle thing about once every 3 or 4 days as well. And I've been doing yoga like crazy. I'm in a yoga teacher training class right now that's 11 months in, and we only have one more month left. And it's just been totally joyful. I had a day off on Friday, and I just happened to check my email, and all of a sudden there were all these different yoga things that I could attend. There was a yoga in the park. And I got to help co-teach the yoga in the park. There was yoga, swim yoga. I got to do that day. It was just totally awesome. So those are my three main things I wanted to share with you guys is, you know, whatever it is for you. Does everybody have one in their mind? One or two in their mind? What is it that really, share a couple of you. What is it that really brings you joy? Yoga. Exercise.
Dancing.
That's an awesome one. Art, yeah.
Pickleball.
Jan loves pickleball. Nature. Nature works. Sure.
Dog park.
Yeah. And so I invite myself and I invite everybody. I mean, jeepers, creepers, don't always just wait for it to be an emergency. I'm so down. I mean, it's great to do. That's like medicine. It's like that, you know, when you have really bad symptoms and you need medicine, you go for that allopathic pill or something. But, you know, a lot of us are into preventive medicine. So go for that continuous drip of let's get out into nature all the time. Let's dance all the time. Let's go to the dog park all the time. And with that, I turn it back over to Reverend David.
Thank you, Frank. That was perfect. That was joyful. So I worked as a printer when printing was still an art form, many, many years ago. And my experience with that printing was, my very first experience was with lead type, handset lead type. And so I have been really fascinated listening to Alinea and her description about choosing fonts, choosing typefaces, and turning them into artwork for our core values. And so Alinea's traveling today, and she's not here, and Reverend Edna invited me to share Alinea's words, and so I felt very honored, especially since we both have this printing connection in our backgrounds. So I want to share Alinea's words about the core value of joy. She says, joy is the magic of living. Joy is the magic of living. The divine gift of seeing laughter and goodness in all moments of this earthly journey. Joy is the heavenly party, the celebration and the gratitude for life itself. At Unity of Lawrence, we are aware of conscious choosing. The choice of joy in any situation improves our relational journeys in this life. Joy supports the highest ideals and the harmony within earthly energy. To have joy, to be joy, is to experience a renewal of delight and pleasure in living. For the word joy, Alinea chose a font with pop, with flamboyance, with little flares, and with openings that allowed the flash of celestial influence to enter and illumine beauty and goodness in a moment's notice. The name of the font is Party Letter. The font comes with a star in the center of the letter O. And she added other stars to expand the glow of joy. The stars are heaven's radiance, signaling that God and we all are one. We are watched over, we are cherished, and celebrated eternally. Joy. Thank you, Alinea.
Joy. So how do we walk our talk of joy? The part of the core values team responsibility was to come up with some action steps to encourage us as individuals and as a community to practice that core value of joy. The first action step they came up with was, I laugh and play in childlike wonder. Who would like that in their life? All right. I laugh and play in childlike wonder. We have a great visual reminder of this action step on the bulletin cover this week. Part of the fun David and I have every week is looking for bulletin covers and came up with so many pictures this week, but every time I would come back to saving a different picture, this one would pop up and I would just giggle at this little shining Buddha face full of joy. So it was like, why am I delaying this? This is the picture. And giggling, isn't giggling a great sign that something about childlike wonder is going on within us? So I hope you are having lots of giggles in your life these days. We have some excellent teachers for this action step right here at Unity Church of Lawrence. Most of them are under 4 feet tall. At my weekly job, during the day, I've been quite hectic. July was quite hectic, and many people were out for vacations and work travel. And this past Wednesday evening, I had the wonderful opportunity to be with two of those teachers here at Unity. One of the teachers, Rose, taught me about the power of magic princess wands. And the joy that comes when we get creative. The more we flicked our wands, the more creative we got. And then we teamed up with her brother, Emmett, and we took all the princesses on his tractor trailers and we went on a trip to Florida where it was warm. Amazing, all of that in an hour and a half. Who can beat that? It was quite an adventure. If you are needing some childlike wonder in your life, please talk to Tricia Klein, our Youth Education Director, or Reverend David, because these children will be very happy to teach you for free about joy and childlike wonder one Sunday a month. The second action step, I actively express creativity in my life. Would you say that with me? I actively express creativity in my life. I always think of the artist's way, author Julia Cameron, who came up with that artist date, where she encourages us once a week to make time for fun. Get fun on our calendars. Go do something that brings you joy. Not a date with anyone else, but a date with yourself. To be in that place of joy. So let's get that on our calendars. The third action step is I joyfully connect with others in fellowship. Let's say that together. I joyfully connect with others in fellowship. And every week we have fellowship time after the service. Our dear hospitality leader, Lavanna Lorimer. Where are you, Lavanna? Awesome, there you are. And her volunteers go through. Yeah. They go through a lot of work to make that happen, and we're very grateful for them and for everyone that's bringing something once a month to contribute to that food and snack for the hospitality time, just really enriching that experience. It speaks right to our core value. So these individual steps do a great job about encouraging us to come up and practice the value of joy. Now, how about as a community? The group came up with three things for our community. Let's look at our bulletin insert on joy. And the first one, I'll just read it to you. Unity Church of Lawrence Youth Education Program fosters and encourages the joyful creative expression of our children through age-appropriate curriculum and activities. Now, our community makes a financial commitment to make that happen. They walk their talk. They support that program, and Tricia Klein is supported by Unity Worldwide Ministries. Right now, they have a new curriculum from Unity called All Together Now. It's especially for our situation here where we have many different grades of elementary school children in one classroom. The second one for the community, Unity hosts musicians which inspire joy, laughter, hand clapping, singing, and dancing. So we are so fortunate here. I hope no one here takes our music program for granted because it is amazing. We have musicians that just share their joy and their wholeheartedness authentically with our community. But as we heard this morning, Miss Jessica, one thing we do need to work on in this part is the dancing. And I heard you like dancing, so feel free to encourage the music program to have more dancing.
Oh.
All right. And Unity Church of Lawrence hosts speakers and seminars to enhance the congregation's ability to express creativity, lightness, and joy. David and I are so thrilled to be part of a community that is not locked into a cookie-cutter arrangement for Sunday. We feel like there's the ability to be creative here and to change things up and have different opportunities. And I hope you're enjoying this series, too, where we're sharing the platform with people from the Core Values team. It just enriches it so much, doesn't it? Yeah, so much so. So, all right. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, defined joy in Unity's Dictionary of Metaphysical Terms, the revealing word, as joy, the happiness of God. The happiness of God expressed through his perfect idea, man. The divine idea of each of us. God's happiness is expressing through us. And then he goes on to say, joy and gladness are strength-giving. I've never thought of joy that way. You know, you kind of think of joy is kind of out here. But when you think of it, joy as strength-giving, that joy that can rise up in us and give us strength, sometimes to put one foot in front of the other when it's a challenging moment. The joy of the Lord is my strength, he wrote. Dr. David Hawkins, a kinesiologist in his book Power Versus Force, wrote about his research and development of his Hawkins Consciousness Scale, which has ranges from 0 to 1,000, with 1,000 being the highest level of pure consciousness humanly possible. What David Hawkins found in his research was that joy is an even higher level of consciousness than love. And also importantly, that joy starts as love. Joy is like the 500 level, joy is 540, so love is about 500, It starts from that place of love. And this has helped me really reframe this idea of joy. So think about that. The joy starts from that place of love within us. And as our love, our consciousness of love, becomes more and more unconditional, it rises into joy. It begins to be experienced as inner joy. Can you just feel the strength there? It's like, hey, this goes along with what Fillmore was saying. Begins to be experienced inner joy, that strength from inner joy. True joy arises from within us. So, you may be wanting to ask, what about those times of sadness? Sometimes it is more challenging to choose joy, isn't it? One of the sutras taught by the Buddha was about a Zen master who, while out walking one day, was confronted by a ferocious man-eating tiger. And the tiger backed the Zen master to the edge of the cliff. And the only thing left to do for him was to grab a vine on the edge. And he was hanging there for dear life, and he saw two mice gnawing at the end of the vine. So he could either go up and be devoured by the animal, or he could see his demise falling to the jagged rocks. The Zen master, knowing that his time had come to an end of his physical body, glanced around and saw a ripe wild strawberry on the edge of the cliff. They say you could hear him. This lovely strawberry, how sweet it tastes. The Zen master chose to express his authentic spiritual nature of divine joy, to be fully present in joy as his human life came to an end. Even in this time of peril, even in the challenging moments, we can choose unconditional love. Unity Church of Lawrence's core value of love grows out of and from a consciousness of unconditional love for this community, a consciousness of unconditional love of what we want to express in this world. That's where it comes from. Joy can be our community's strength. Joy can be our community's gift to the world. Joy can be a value that unites this community. So for your Princess Juan homework this week, I want you to make an artist date with yourself. Even if it can't be this week, put it on your calendar. I want you to say one of the affirmations that the core values team came up. So in closing, let us turn once more to our bulletin insert and say our joy affirmations together. For together, with playful expression, we celebrate life. All right. No pass, exactly. There we go. We're going to try that one more time. First go like this. All right, together with playful expression, we celebrate life. All right, I love it. And our second one, we are creative and joy-filled children of God. And so we are. God bless you.